What's up, everybody? I'm back, you're back, and Eight Cold Hells is back for this new episode of Prepare for Landon. I had the boys over because I was going to have Craig do a feature on some stuff that I'm working on, and then we sat around and talked about Halloween, because this was a while ago, and their new music video, which if you haven't seen it, please go check it out, for AIM or AMAY or whatever. I don't know how these boys pronounce their shit. But, yeah, please go check it out. Please give them a follow. And, yeah, we just dive a little deeper into the music video and all the work that was put into it, because there's a lot of work put into it, and it came out really good. So, yeah, I got nothing else. Just enjoy. Please enjoy. Give them a follow. And, yeah.
Wow, dude!
I don't know, man. Crazy, dude. Like,
I let you in my house?
What are we talking about? What?
This is the Prepare for Landon podcast with your host, Joshua Landon. Buckle up.
Yeah! All right, cool. We're rolling. Yeah. Ooh. Boys. Yeah. How are you doing?
Yeah.
Doing great.
Yeah,
doing great.
Had a fun day of tracking.
Yeah,
it's a lot
definitely.
Of fun.
A lot of thinking.
My brain's a little fried from writing. But,
a little
you know,
bit.
Yeah.
If I stumble.
Once you get the idea, then you got
the idea, right?
The idea,
yeah.
You know?
If you know, you know.
You know.
There's like a really fun joke that, you know, Jim Root says you know a lot.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, that's like the big thing. Like, somebody did like a challenge on YouTube. It's like, take a shot every time Jim Root says you know.
And then you die?
Yeah.
Yeah, and see who passes the fuck out.
End of the video. It's only a 3-minute video, and you're like fucking head on the fucking desk.
Jim Root's the man.
He is, though.
You were saying that you went to Halloween Horror Nights for the first time?
Not the first time, but first time this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my first night. It was really fun.
Was it weird being back with everybody?
Yeah, because it was actually a lot more packed than you would think. Like,
I mean, I would expect that. Because, like, everyone's like, let's just go do everything all the time. So.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we had this weird concept that everybody probably thought of. Because I went with my girlfriend. And so we were like, oh, yeah, maybe nobody will go because it's a Thursday night. But, like, it was the 30th going into October 1st.
Okay.
So I think everybody thought of
that. Is that, like, not opening?
What?
Like, when they open the park for that?
Or
whatever. I don't know. What's like opening day for Horror Nights?
Like a normal day?
I don't know. Like, isn't when do they
start? Oh, when do they start it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like fucking September, like 20 something.
Oh,
like,
okay. So you didn't go on like
opening day? No. This isn't like the first day. No,
right.
This is, we're probably like a week into it or so.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it was, there was a lot of people. We kind of got there around like 8 p.m. So we didn't get to like, to do the opening ceremony. We normally don't because, like, it's just so many people crowded, and now with COVID, I'm like, yeah, no thanks. Like,
yeah.
I'll look it up on YouTube.
You just gotta, like, walk past everybody, like, hey, man, I'm just trying to get to something. Get out of my face.
We did, there was a lot of people, so we didn't get to do all of the mazes, but we did three, which I feel like one of them, which was the most terrifying to even think of, but we did the Exorcist one.
Ooh.
And it's like, yeah, that very first old one with the fucking little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And
is there
that,
any vomit in the maze?
Actually, yeah, not to spoil anything for anybody who wants to go, but
Close your mouth.
It spits on you.
Hell,
it
yeah.
Spits on you. One of them spits.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, ugh. But yeah, it's that one is probably one of the more creepy ones. I'm biased, though, because those terrified me as a kid. So, like, now that I'm older, like, I could, like, watch the movies and be like, oh, these are kind of ridiculous, but she still looks scary, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking, that face is creepy.
That's how,
like,
I feel about the Michael Myers Halloween theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Like, growing up as a kid, my sisters, they're both, like, 7 to 6 years older than me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're older sisters, so they would, like, chase me around the house singing that song, and I'd be crying my eyes out, like, running away.
Oh, dude, my mom's, like, sister grew up living with us, and she was in, like, her teenage years, and she used to do this thing where she'd pull, like, really mean pranks because we're kids, and me being as dumb as I was would always fucking believe it. So like they did this thing where like all day they were saying like they kept seeing this giant like shadow at the end of our hallway and all this crazy stuff, and I was like, oh my god, that sounds really scary, you know, like fucking avoid that. And she like made this huge thing and then like try to make it because she's like babysitting us for the day and stuff. Yeah. And we're all like hanging out. She's like, I have a good idea. Let's go play hide and seek. And so everybody went and hid in different spots. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know that everybody, like most people were in the collective joke on this, but they all went and like hid in like one spot. And it was like in the, we had this like playroom at the time where my dad had this like weird box set up where he like cut a bunch of set up boxes that you could crawl through.
That's pretty cool.
And it led to this giant one that he didn't finish. And so they climbed over the top and got inside the box somehow. And I was like nowhere to be found, like everybody, no one to be found. And eventually I come out of my hiding spot and I couldn't see, like find anybody. So I'm all freaked out. And I thought to look in there and I find them all. And then so we all like went and hid. But then like, yeah, my mom's sister comes out and she like busted open through the top and she's like acting all weird, like she was possessed or something.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. And like I'm like
fucking, how old are you?
I want to say I'm in the range of like 5'6" ish. Probably five.
Traumatized.
She really said fuck them.
Yeah, yeah. I can't fully remember. I just remember being really young. And yeah, and she like busts through the top and she's like acting all sketchy and she gets us all out of the box and we're all kind of like walking out of the hallway down to the living room and she like started like acting weird and she goes to the kitchen and she like grabbed a knife and literally started chasing everybody and they all ran in one direction. I ran out the front door like little kid screaming out the front door.
This is a prank?
This was all, yeah, dude. It was like so crazy. She's so like good at the very like crazy stuff.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, but like, and she did like, there's other ones too. Yeah, there's a lot.
Kids around with a knife.
Yeah,
sounds like a cool mom though.
Yeah, well, she's now she has kids, so I mean, good luck to the kids. Good luck.
Good luck.
But, yeah, man. Anyway, Horror Nights was great.
Sweet.
I'm immune now from the past trauma.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good.
I've never gone, but I like mazes.
They're so. Well, I mean, they're like One Direction. It's not like you go left and you it's like left is like the don't go there. They like direct you.
Gotcha. Go there.
It's a one-way maze.
Gotcha.
Try this door.
I like those mazes where you like you get no help and then you like literally can get lost forever. You give you a time limit, and then if not, they come get you.
Yeah. What in the world?
Dude, at the pumpkin patch, we were in there for like 30 minutes trying to get out.
You got stuck in the pumpkin patch for 30 minutes?
No, like they had like a maze.
It's like a corn maze.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It's like, yeah, corn maze and like a pumpkin patch area
didn't
thing.
You guys time it? It was like almost 30 minutes.
You're like, yeah. I'm done. I want out, please. Yeah. They bring a helicopter and grab you up the ladder.
Well, like a lot of people, they made like fake passages, so they had to lock them.
I was actually wondering, what are you gonna be for Halloween?
You know,
are you gonna dress up as your just band outfit with a name tag?
No, I think like he's just gonna be him with the name tag. He's just gonna be Nicola.
Yeah,
no, I was wondering if you're gonna wear your mask or not.
Yeah, because I'm Halloweened out every day of the other day of the year, so I'm just
he's
gonna
just
be.
Oh yeah, you're Nicola.
I'm in my Halloween costume now. Yeah. No.
Good promotion. Good promotion.
But, good promotion.
Yeah, I'll probably do something with a mask since I have a bunch of them. So
jack-o'-lantern one would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were trying to do a Halloween show where it was a special occasion where everybody else wears the mask and he comes normal.
That'd be pretty cool. Speaking of shows, speaking of music, like when are you guys gonna have one? Yeah, like because you mentioned you were
Working on it.
Yes, working on
we
it.
We are. We basically are thinking November.
In theory.
We're trying to make everything work, but we hit up a bunch of good friends of ours that I don't want to confirm all of them because we only gotten like a few yeses.
Yeah.
But if it goes down the way we hope it goes down, it's gonna go down.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, it's all of our good friends, kind of like just the people who were there when we were, like, before quarantine, all the bands that we were really connecting with right before we kind of disbanded with the last thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're still waiting for a few more definitives and making sure where that's at, but it'll be probably Orange County. That's what we're hoping for.
Good.
Try to get it kind of in the spot where we want to start. Yeah. So
it's a good spot.
But yeah, so November.
November.
Yeah, we just got to make sure we don't suck. But at the same time, it's like, you know,
so December.
No, I think you guys can pull it off. I mean, you guys put a lot of, you know, care and attention and effort into what you guys are doing with this band. So
yeah, most definitely.
You guys will rehearse enough to where you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Maybe nervous.
A little bit. A little bit. I haven't done it in a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you first go on stage ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember like one of the first times I ever like wanted to, you know, do stuff for like an old band or something variant, you know, practice all week and all month. And then it comes on stage and then all of a sudden you forget how to play. And you're just like, damn.
How do I plug this?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was even just talking to a buddy of mine. You have show blackout.
Yeah.
You just become mindless almost. And you like, then all of a sudden the set's over.
Yeah.
You're like, what just happened? Like, do we just play?
Yeah.
You just wake up and people are like, hey, bro, good set.
Yeah. You're like, shit. Good set? What set?
When?
I'm playing. Yeah, your 30-minute set turns into like 5 minutes. You're like, damn, that was fast.
It's crazy. Time flies. But we have things that we can talk about now.
Yes,
we do.
Yeah. You guys just shot a video.
We did.
Looks insane. Incredible. Amber again.
Amber, yes.
Still killing it.
Yeah.
Dude, holy shit.
She's absolutely spectacular at what she does. So
I think this one was probably one of the more fun ones.
And that was just a rough edit.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. We did a lot of, you know, it was like a big thought process of we had this song in mind for it from the start. Like, oh, this is kind of the Halloween song. This is going to be the stuff with the visual effects that will, you know, be real scary. But the problem is we wanted to do it all ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so to get something that looks believable in that sense, but also like on our terms of like being able to like afford it and stuff like that, it was very up in the air at first, like how we were gonna get it done. But Amber's a wizard and with wizard friends, apparently.
The makeup was really good. Courtney was great, the person that did our makeup. We went off of a cool old Chinese concept of hear no evil, see no evil, and speak no evil. Mm-hmm. So there's like glimpses throughout the video and things like that where you have senses stripped away so that therefore you could feel more in the end.
Yeah. And I one of the things with the like that see no evil, hear no evil, like I wanted to have it really portray as like a one of the things that me and him kind of talked about is like we have a lot of Naruto influence.
Yeah,
just a FYI if you're ever curious.
Oh yeah, I mean if you deep dive Naruto enough you could probably like
you will find this, you'll just be like, the Leonardo thing. That's the fucking thing right there.
That's the thing.
But like we had this idea of one of the characters, Itachi, has this genjutsu that he can put people under where it's like a in their own mind, they feel and suffer through all this crazy stuff where sometimes they're like reliving a moment over and over and over again. It feels like an eternity, or, you know, like somebody's like getting stabbed just like over and over for an eternity. But in reality, it was only like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost had this like, in like a out of Naruto terms, like a schizophrenic kind of concept to it, where these different people have these different inner things that they swear that they feel the physical pain of the, you know, like they're kind of like Aaron has like no ears, so it's like he's like cut. Well, he has ears, but
what'd you say?
He said, "What did you say?"
Fucking guy. Yeah, no. So like Aaron has like
you
these really
to say it
big.
Again.
Aaron has no ears.
Yeah.
So he has these big gashes. Oh, wait, you're trying to say what's up?
What's up?
Yeah, so no ears, gashes, and
yeah, he's like
kind of
like cutting away at his ears, or like Heath's concept was like no mouth, and they all feel these kind of physical barriers and stuff like that, but in reality, that's not really happening.
Yeah.
They're just kind of experiencing that in their own little world kind of thing. So that's kind of where, and that's kind, it was also based, the lyrics were a little bit of based on like a schizo mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the internal pain and the internal suffering of that mindset and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's through the that relief system, I suppose. And also in Naruto, where the name comes from, where is the Akatsuki group in Naruto has a leader that is named Pain.
Mm.
And he comes from a village that is called Amekukure or something like that variant. I can't say it right because I'm too white. But Kagure or whatever, yeah. But the Ame portion is like more or less the rain, because when he's in the village, it's sunny.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he leaves, it rains because he's like God. So therefore, it's kind of like your mind is your own like staple of what can happen and what you can spire out to be or be calm variants.
Hmm.
So yeah, cool stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
But how this relates to horror.
Yes, horror.
Yeah, we did a thing where we wanted it to, I mean, I kind of, it was like an idea that I got almost based off The Matrix, where he like kind of first meets like the Smith, and he like his mouth starts getting covered
yeah.
up and plastered together.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I think I know what I want to do. But it was kind of an easy choice to obviously like, yeah, work with Amber. And when we hit her up about this, she was like, I have a friend that does special effects makeup, and she's only ever really done stuff on herself.
Well, no, she was telling me that was her first go at it.
What do you mean?
Doing like prosthetics and stuff and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like she's mainly done like horror makeup,
yeah.
like type
yeah.
stuff. But that was the, but we were like kind of like the first person like she's really like worked with,
yeah.
like for a product like this.
Mm-hmm.
And
who is this? So we can shout
her out. Her name is Courtney. It's just, you could honestly just how it's spelled is a very like unique way.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I like fucking stumble with my stuff, so I'm gonna have to like look at my.
Yeah, we'll put it in later or something. We'll
yeah,
shout her out.
We'll spell it and
yeah.
give you.
Yeah,
because
dude, the makeup looked incredible.
The eyes. But yeah, she was really incredible. She did a lot of, I mean, we just kind of didn't expect it, I
mm-hmm.
guess, because we didn't know what to expect. Like, we saw, like, a few pictures, but again, this is, like, the first real, like, prosthetic thing that she was, like, working with.
Yeah.
So we were just kind of, like, not, like, nervous, but more eager to just be, like, okay, what's this going to, like, look like? Because your ideas is going to be translated into somebody else's head in a much different way, especially
yeah.
when we like to give people creative control. So even though we had the idea of the no eyes, it wasn't like a has to look like this. It was like we let her pick stuff.
This is our idea and what's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
On your end, like kind of thing. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, she fucking killed it. I mean,
yeah.
Aaron looks like he hasn't slept in like 48 hours in that fucking movie, and he's
yeah
in that movie and that it looks like a
it
movie.
It looks like a movie.
I,
might as well
I
be
literally,
a movie.
Yeah,
dude.
Some of the stuff that we were doing with that, like there's like the ending scene with the sword, and it's
yeah.
like a ritual kill.
Very
kind
fun.
Of
brought
look.
Out the sword.
Yeah,
dog.
The sword. Yeah,
and
I really wanted to try out. Yeah, to you and I were saying the same thing, but. Yeah, something different that, I mean, I used a knife as an effect in the song.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? Let's do like a sword
katana. A giant katana.
Yeah, just drag that shit and see what happens.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty cool.
Looks
sick. At the end of the day.
Yeah. But no, like, there's like this ritual kill thing where Nikolai had the really brilliant idea at first to kill himself with the sword. But of course, Sleep Token did that before. They released it right before we were shooting. So we were like, we have to fucking change that.
Yeah,
and so
they did it in a different way, but
it was a much different concept in a much different way. But you don't want the people going, "You have not Sleep Token." And it's like, dude, everybody likes Sleep Token, but like, I don't know how.
But
long.
If I He's, slash my guitar with it, then
yeah,
peace, you know. Peace. I got you, bro.
Yeah, but yeah, it was very fun. I was able to kind of take this thing where. We were able to fix that kind of go around and have at the same time like do something really cinematic. Mm-hmm. I think Amber is such an amazing videographer that she can really capture what you're telling her, but also like with this thing there were so many different routes we could take. And we had this like really crazy thing at the end where I'm like laying on the ground and Nikolai is like over me with the sword and
I'm just gonna it's a ritual kill.
And we wanted to make this kind of like kind of referencing like almost like the Joker in the scene where he like shoots the guy and runs into the like the little rinky-dink bathroom and he starts dancing around. The camera starts following him and starts capturing little details about his body and the gesture of his movements versus like you just watching him from this far out perspective. You see him doing this whole dance the whole time. It like climbs his whole body. And even though he's doing stuff with his arms, it's on his legs. Or if he's doing stuff with his feet, it's just on his hands or his face or something like that. And I wanted to kind of create our own kind of thing where you're doing something where you're inflicting pain onto someone else, but kind of like as we were talking about earlier, the enjoyment of it, and there's that sense of purpose in what they're doing, and so that was kind of where we got this really crazy idea for this like ritual kill, and Amber took what we said about that and just like nailed it, so.
I mean, she doesn't really miss, so,
no,
like...
No,
but great work.
I just... Yeah, everything with the concepts of it, it was so fun to work with, because normally with the, like, the B-roll concepts and stuff, there's been times where we shoot our stuff, and stuff gets incorporated, and then, like, Amber takes it home and then does her own thing stuff. And then this one, it was, like... Everything was done in a like with us right there, you know, like granted that like using actors and stuff are really great, but it was fun having this concept reflect almost like each inner conflict with each band member. So it was a really fun play of things of just being able to be creative, honestly, and like taking all the stuff you see in horror movies that you love and incorporating that into a music video.
Yeah, take all the blood, take all the gross shit, but put it in a cool idea and maybe see what happens.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But there's very the happy spook season at the end of the day.
We're definitely trying to make it
Halloween video. And you have a release date? Idea?
We're
talking about this after it's already been out, right?
That's true. Like week three.
So it's already been out. And if it's not your favorite video, then what are you doing? Watch this shit.
Most definitely.
But yeah, so far the rough edit looks.
Buy a sword.
Buy a sword. Stab your friends.
Stab your friends.
Whoa. Don't do that.
In a video game.
On a video game.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
They got swords now.
Yeah, they got
four. They got flying cars. I mean, there's all kinds of mods. I've seen people be
shredding. Are you doing anything cool for spook season?
Actually going to a wedding.
Nice.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine. He's getting married and doing like an all-black Halloween-ish vibe wedding and everything. It's going to be cool. And then later that evening, probably just hanging out. Maybe passing out candy or something or eating candy all to myself. Who knows?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
On Halloween?
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't think a plan has been really set in stone. I know that, like, the day before, me and my family are, like, trying to go to Disneyland. They haven't been in a very long time. They want to do something on the more fun side.
Yeah, Haunted Mansion is OG.
Yeah, I want to do something on the fun side.
I was just there. It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. And, like, everybody, like, is... Nobody seemed, like, in a bad mood, necessarily. Like, everyone was, like, happy to be... Probably out and Disneyland about and again, just, you know, be polite to each other and just be like, oh, hey, we can, like, do things again. It was not a bad environment.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any spook traditions?
Definitely going to Horror Nights. We've gone, like, a lot, but I, like, in particular this year, Ryan and I want to go a little bit more. Like, because we did 3 mazes this, like, first go, and... Mm-hmm. We were kind of like, there's another few set of mazes we wanted to do, but the line, like, we had like an hour left after 3 mazes, and all the wait times were like almost 2 hours long. So we were like, fucking, that sucks. What do we do?
Nice.
So yeah, it was one of those things, but I think we're going to go back, try to get, there's like a Halloween maze, Halloween 4.
Ooh.
Back on the fucking.
They're making another one.
Yeah, I love those movies.
I mean, so do I. Like, that's definitely a tradition for me, is, like, watching movies and, like classic horror movies or even new shit, too. But, like, treats, I'm a charcuterie board type of guy, you know? Mm-hmm. I like having that and just, like, I don't know, cookies, hot chocolate, fucking Halloween movies, just binge-watching all kinds of stuff.
Pulled the Ouija board out of your attic?
Probably not. I'll pass on that.
Hey, some people are wild.
Some people like to get wild, yeah. Get lit with the spirits.
Get lit with the spirits.
Hey, demons, it's me.
You mean the dream?
It's me, your boy. What about you?
I used to do this thing with my best friend where we would see how fast each one of us could carve the biggest pumpkin and see how well it would fit on her head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just carve it out hollow.
Yeah.
Just, okay.
Yeah. Just like race to scoop out this pumpkin and then destroy the living room
just
in the process.
It?
Yeah. Speed run. Like,
always have a fascination with masks.
Yes. Yeah, you know, it turns from spikes to pumpkin head and evolves into, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to do like a jack-o'-lantern mask for a show sometime or something. Or a video, even.
Those things are heavy, though. I'm gonna lie. I really can't breathe out of that.
You gotta work your traps.
But who won?
Yeah.
Did you win?
Well, it's basically whoever can scoop the seeds out faster.
Shut up!
Dogs. I'm gonna have that fucking guy on the podcast soon.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna talk about how his dogs annoy every single one of my episodes.
Bring his dogs in here?
Yeah. Do you like pumpkin seeds? Do you roast, like, people roast them and eat them?
Yeah, I like them.
Not a fan.
Really?
Yeah, I don't understand. They're just boring.
We gotta pizzazz it yourself. Spices.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I know.
You like sunflower seeds?
Make a good snack. Why do I gotta make it better? You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, do you like sunflower seeds?
They're not worth it.
No.
See, but that's where it stands.
I mean, I guess so, yeah. But, they're not worth it. You just gotta... I got to open up this shell, and I got to eat them. Unless you get them, you know, with them already out of the shells.
There's stuff like that.
So good job on that part. But still, I mean, it's like there's better snacks, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I do agree that there's better snacks. I don't go out of my way, but if I have a pumpkin and I'm carving it.
Ooh,
or...
what's the candy that you're looking for in your trick-or-treat bag?
In my trick-or-treat
bag? Yeah.
Milky Way,
back when you were a kid?
Milky Way, for sure.
Milky Way? Plain Hershey's?
Yeah. Mm. I don't know.
Reese's or Kit Kats?
No. I'm probably crazy from being a child, from just eating dark chocolate from at all my dad's art receptions. So I'm just like, you know, dark chocolate Milky Way. Fuck.
Ooh, the midnight freaking.
Yeah,
those are
the best
good,
for me.
Man.
Yeah.
I do agree, dark chocolate, anything makes it better.
Well,
like dark chocolate Reese's, that's good.
Fair.
I'm not a big fan of dark chocolate.
Yeah, the dark chocolate stuff though, when it gets intense, it's intense.
No, well, you gotta have the right dark chocolate.
Yeah,
well, like it can't be like the 90% cocoa. That shit's strong.
Yeah, you'd be awake for 3 days.
You know your cocoa.
That's a big.
You gotta know.
That's a big.
You gotta know your cocoa.
But yeah, you do. Yes. You gotta research your cocoa. Sample your levels.
You
see how far you can go.
Like, the Hershey had in. Like, I thought it was like chocolate milk powder, but it's like baking Hershey powder.
Baking Hershey powder.
Oh my gosh.
It's like scoop.
Just eight dry Hershey powder.
Yeah.
You just cinnamon challenge yourself like as a kid.
Like, it probably tastes like chocolate. It's the only sweets I have. Like,
I got it.
I think I've done that before.
This powder.
I feel like I've done that before.
Yeah, it's like the next quick stuff, and you just drink enough milk and eat enough power, and makes the same thing. Yeah,
you just make the shake yourself.
Yeah, inside. Are you a holiday Starbucks person that at all?
Like the pumpkin spice drinks?
Yes.
I'm not opposed to them. Like they're good, but I never get them.
No, it's
fair.
You like them?
I like them. I mean, if I were to, like, taste one and be like, is this good? Yeah, it's good. Then I guess, I like them.
You're not dying to have it in January, you know, when it's over.
Oh, like every
I'm totally okay.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that shit just came back? Didn't even know.
But fair. You know, Craig's hurt a little.
I just went to Starbucks for the first time in a while today, actually.
How
often do you have Starbucks?
Because of work? A lot. A lot. It's not like... Nothing to Starbucks or anything, but it's. I think that there's a couple other good coffee places that are better.
Sure. Dutch Bros.
Yeah, Dutch Bros. The cheerleading of coffee, as they say.
Dude, it's like going to Jersey Mike's and then going to Subway after. It's like, dude, Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's or Subway.
The rubber bread.
The rubber bread.
Tastes like Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yu-Gi-Oh cards? What do you
It's the elitism in... Yeah, the elitism in the food joints that you go to after you go to one for too long.
Yeah, super snarky, right?
I mean,
do you even have like a go-to drink?
A go-to drink?
Yes.
Like outside of the holiday season?
No, yeah, or something variant. Like
in the holiday seasons? Yeah. Like I like pumpkin spice lattes, but I also like the pumpkin cream cold brews.
Nice.
So those are like the... It depends on how tired I am. Yeah. If I'm feeling really like I want to get jacked up...
See, that's what my girl got, but I'm not a coffee fan, so I tasted the top of it, and I was like, that's very tasty. But I didn't taste the actual coffee part.
Yeah, it's a little strong, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
You have to like the taste of coffee, for sure. But, yeah.
Like, I get it.
That's just my fall drinks. And then they get the caramel brulee latte and the fucking... The winter season and that... It tastes like sounds so stupid, but it tastes like a homemade coffee almost.
My buddy used to work at Starbucks, and he hated making like the drinks that aren't on the menu, like the secret ones that people would be like, hey, can you make this type of drink, you know, the off menu hidden secret. Yeah, but he used to make me one that tasted exactly like Crunch Berries from Cap'n Crunch.
Ooh,
dude, that sounds bomb.
That sounds really good.
That was fucking good.
They had a Harry Potter one on there. A butter beer.
Really?
Butter beer drink.
It was a little bit more heavier on the toffee side, but it was still really good.
Have you had the butter beer at Universal?
Yes.
You like it?
I like the ice one a lot.
Yeah.
You like the icy one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the main reason why I want to go.
The frozen butter beer.
It's really good.
I haven't gone back in a long time, but, you know, that's...
I'm trying to get you to go back. Honestly, yes. I just found out that Harry Potter World... Well, yeah, but Harry Potter World opened this year during Universal, like Hornets.
That's cool.
Because, yeah, it's like on the way to one of the mazes. So.
Yeah.
The three broomsticks.
They might be.
It's so cool, man.
Yeah, Universal is really sick. Like, I think, like, some of the rides can be, if you don't like motion sickness things, then.
It's not for you. Probably not for you.
Yeah, but you could definitely still like look around, and it's really cool. It's like
you go on the Fast and the Furious ride over there.
Oh, I think that's like a part of like the tram ride.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's really bad.
He said it's terrible.
You didn't find that believable?
I mean, I thought Vin was sitting right next to me. But
they have a West Coast custom ride over there too, or is that somewhere?
They might. Right. Hey, I was actually, because we never got to really talk about it, how was the response for, like, because when we first did a podcast, nothing was out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now you guys, you put out Pale, you put out Abyss, you know? How was the response to that?
Yeah, I mean, the first two songs, I think it went really well. It was kind of,
1 second.
Yeah.
Hey! Dogs. They make too many appearances in this shit.
Anyway. Yeah, I think it went pretty well, especially off the page.
And unfazed, just, dude.
You know, having those things connect together. And now we're here with the dogs that like pumpkins.
Dude, Nikolai's like, bro, I'm gonna fucking...
So yeah, the response was good. It seemed very good, though.
Decent. Decent.
Yeah, no, I feel like it was cool because, like, obviously they're a little bit of a different sound.
Yeah.
So it was fun to, you released a really heavy one. We, like, got some of those on, like, some people, like, Twitch streamers reacted to it and stuff. And that was kind of fun seeing how that kind of worked. And, like, when we released Abyss, a lot of people that didn't, I don't know if they just, like, didn't, like, say anything before, but, like, who previously probably liked Pale but saw Abyss, they're like, it's probably more of my jam. So like seeing how
showed a different side.
Seeing how some people were a little bit more hyped for what, and I think that was kind of fun because that was kind of the intention with the no genre thing. So just to see, you know, like what people respond to, and we could sell out.
Well, even like the response from your last episode with this was really good. Like, I was stoked. Like, I'm glad people like found you, and then, you know, discovered your music because you guys are something special. And I think
thank you.
This next video, which is already out, like, is gonna get people really stoked on you guys. It's pretty dope.
Thank you. Yeah, we were very like, I think it's interesting for us to kind of like see it because we still haven't really done anything like live shows yet. So like we know that there's a certain aspect of like how that will kind of bring people to kind of know the band because you're playing in front of new faces and stuff like that, and we're very excited for that. But just to even build some type of small like amount of people who are interested enough to watch the podcast like that, you know, part of it might be because we're mysterious and, you know, we
none of you guys were just re-watching it on your own and just replaying it on your own phones to get those views up.
Well, now that you asked me, I think I have to tell the truth. I kind of was like freaking out a little bit because like after a few days I was like, I looked at it and I'm like, yo, this is like over like 100 views. And I'm like, that's like where cool. where did 100 views come from? And then I like hit up a bunch of people. Like, I asked my parents, I asked like Nikolai, and I'm like, you guys aren't like just breaking the algorithm, like just fucking opening it, closing it, being a few seconds in, you know, there's like some weird thing where up to like 1,000 views, you can bullshit it. Yeah, all 10 devices on the TV, on the Apple fucking Xbox.
Whoever's doing it, keep doing it.
Whoever's doing it, keep doing it. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Making me look cooler.
But it's just
there.
Really good to have, I don't know, new friends and stuff like that that are interested and stuff like that. I don't know, you can probably agree with me on this. It's like, you know, the 1 or 1 million, like if one guy watched it or 1 million people watched it, you know, it's still all the same that someone is interested in a way into your creative process. And I think that's really cool in the end of the day. So
yeah, man, I'm very excited for you guys. Like, all of your stuff has been great so far, and this new one, it's just another level.
Thank you.
I think you're gonna get a whole new batch of fans even with this next one, and I'm sure the next one after that.
And your cool song.
Huh?
And your cool song.
My cool song that has Craig on it. I'm very excited for that.
That was a lot of fun.
Dude, that was a lot of fun. Very excited.
A new process. I've never really done vocals on a song like that before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a lot of like I don't know if I'm just a fucking chump, but like there's a lot of times where there was like these weird kind of like switch ups on like, it felt like the timing, like it was like not what I was used to. I'm very a 1, 2, 3, 4 kind of guy.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah, I like tweaking things around and finding cool cadences, and like working together with was a lot of fun.
And
you killed it, dude.
Thank you. I just collaborating with other artists is one of my favorite things,
it's
you know, because like I love how I did stuff on what I'm currently doing, but doing new stuff like this, it opens your eyes to a sense where, like, my guy Aaron writes the most ridiculous timed riffs in the world. And I'm like, that won't work, but, like, will it?
Will it?
So,
well, I mean, I also like what you do and what you're doing, and that's why I wanted you on that song, and I can't wait to release that shit and show people what you did to it, because, yeah.
Thank you, yeah.
Good job, man.
Thank you, thank you. It was, I just feel honored to have the chance.
Yeah. We could probably wrap it up with, I don't know, is there anything you, like, so far in this just really fucking short journey?
Journey.
Really short journey. Like, if, you know, anything that you can say to the people that have found you and, like, the response that you've gotten, everyone that's, like, come across you now, and, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, from my perspective, I feel like it's just thankful, really.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of the coolest things to have this kind of creative idea, and you sit on it for so long, it becomes these set of nerves to put out each thing, because you want to make sure that people like it. Mm-hmm. And granted that you know that, you know, you won't make everyone happy, but it's kind of cool to see how people are taking the different part of what we are. I know as, like, a local band, some of the stuff we're doing is a little bit, might seem far-fetched sometimes, and so, like, that's kind of, like,
I think you're doing something new and refreshing and different than what you normally tend to see over and over again, you know?
Yeah, because I think the thing we've been, like, we love what other people do as far as building their social medias and their presence and what they do, but some of the stuff that we're trying to do is a little bit more game, like, we're trying to, like, change the way that people feel like they have to follow being in a band, because some of it can be a little bit, like, adds a lot of stress and a lot of stuff like that, and anybody that does it at a big level, you know, they all enjoy what they do, and I feel like just because they're playing in front of 10,000 fans, that if you took them and put them in a small stage, that they should still enjoy what they do.
Yeah.
And so it's like being able to do that is, I think, one of the best feelings, honestly.
All starts with good friends.
Yeah, it's fun meeting new people, people that reciprocate off the lyrics, or who just like the visuals, or like the concept of the band. Like, anything that you relate to, like, just, it is a weird connection kind of thing. But it's very, very fun to just kind of see what happens, you know. I guess this is, like, the most, like, laid back, like, we've kind of had to feel about stuff, I guess, because there's almost a sense of, like, not to say that you know that people are going to come in, but you kind of know that based off of the way people are reciprocating it, that you kind of know that each new idea is going to make someone excited, at least. So
yeah, because I'm thinking, like, if there's someone right now in, like, where you guys are at...
Hey, dogs! Knock it off!
You know what I'm saying?
Back to business.
Yeah, but if there's someone in this stage in, like, where you guys are at in, you know, this band that doesn't like you, I have hope that, like... Well, I genuinely think, like, there's going to be... one of your songs is going to catch them, you know? Because, like, you guys have just a, like, I heard everything. I heard all eight.
Technically.
It's a really
in a weird sense.
Yeah.
Interesting to think about. It's like, oh yeah, how many more tricks do we have?
You got
to catch people.
I think eight.
Yeah.
So, like, every song.
And how many sleeves do you have?
Yeah, I think every song has something to it that, like, I think will catch someone that may not be on board yet, but I think they definitely will be eventually.
You fuck Voldemort. We got
eight horcruxes. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We definitely appreciate, you know, you even talking to us about our band and things like that. And,
yeah.
You know, just.
I enjoy you guys. Yeah. I enjoy your music. I'm honored to be able to work with you on my stuff.
Yeah.
I'm honored to talk about your stuff. I'm honored to get to see the videos early and hear the music before anyone else. Ha, ha, ha. It's really cool. Like, I'm, and I'm excited for when you guys finally play a show.
Yes, come to a show. Yes,
most definitely. We'll have full details on that, but November, hypothetically.
In theory, November. Maybe December, if you want to tighten things up a little more.
Yeah, because we suck.
Right,
hey,
right.
I just have a sword.
Are you going to bring the sword to the show? Is that allowed?
If they allow it in.
Sure.
Swords are allowed at shows. Yeah, I declare.
Yeah.
Just, we got to, like,
that's it.
Sneak it past security, like, put it down your pants.
Yeah, I mean, I think I got
Oh, don't do that. You're going to snip something off, man.
Is it? Slipknot started, didn't they have, have the bat right away, and they let them bring the bat to
them? I mean, Slipknot with bats. That makes sense.
This is a sword.
Yeah. Bat. And you have a keg, that's a little different than me having a sword and be like, yo.
I stab my guitar.
Yeah.
Like, sure, buddy. We you believe see, that.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
I just show him his guitar.
Yeah, but I definitely, you know how Marilyn Manson, he just brought a fake, you know, like AR on stage. And he's like, yeah, I'm just going to use it as a prop.
He did that?
He's also big.
Was it loaded? Was it real?
No, it was like a fake. Like
oh, it was a
like
fake. A okay.
Plastic. Like, I thought he was just saying, but, it was, you know, it's the, black. It was all black, though.
When he broke his leg?
Yeah. But it's just like, all right. Jeez. I guess you can bring in a fake looking AR, but, you know, that's how it goes.
Maybe just get like a plastic sword from Walmart or something, you know?
Yeah, Nerf sword.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Just shred up the string.
See how much
what
foam
is,
I can get.
What does foam on guitar strings sound like?
So, you know, you never know.
Well, that could be the next eight songs is now a foam sword.
Foam sword.
Foam daggers on the...
Yes.
Fake sword maker.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll get down to it.
I dig it. That should be a merch item, too. Eight Cold Hells sword.
Oh.
I just need to get good and actually make be a sword maker and then make swords. Hey.
I believe in you. Good. I believe in you. But yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for talking to me and tracking with me and everything. But yeah.
Please meditate 10 times a day.
Meditate 10 times a day. 8 cold hells.